Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and we are back with another college football preview. And for this one, we head over to Glassboro, New Jersey, to take stock of the Division III Rowan University Profs. Rowan coming off a really unusual down year. Profs just 2-7 in 2021, but they are looking to bounce back and make noise in 2022 in the New Jersey Athletic Conference. Rowan, coached by Jay Accorsi, he is getting ready for his 21st season at the helm of the program. And I sat down with Accorsi to get a feel for his 2022 squad.
All right, so first of all, Coach, as camp's gone, preseason's gone, how have things gone for your group?
If my voice isn't gone at this point, then that means it's going really well. We have an experienced team, a lot of players back. You know, we feel that we're in a pretty good spot, you know, with a lot of returners, especially a lot of returners on the offensive side of the ball. And we're really excited. We have 10 games. You know, we took our lumps last year. It was a really difficult year from all the repercussions of losing so many players during COVID the previous year. So, if I have my voice this time of year during training camp, then that's always a good sign for me, at least.
Last year was a tough year, but it was also, when you kind of dig in, I think you had a handful of losses, one possession games that could go either way. I know you had one where you had a big lead, it got away. But like, yeah. 2-7, you don't have to work hard to see like 6-3, but does that help fuel that we're not that far away to the kids that, you know, we just cleaned some things up, we're going to be right there?
Yeah, I think it does. And again, if you look at last season, it was obviously disappointing, you know, wins and losses. But when you look overall, you know, in terms of the experience and what our players got, you know, they got a lot of great experience. And we were in every game except for maybe one game. I think the Springfield College game got away from us early in the, and it was early in the season. So, but every other game we were in, I think we were tied or ahead at half in 7 of the games. So, I thought we were close. We just need to really close the gap for this year, and I think we should be pretty good.
You talked about a lot of returners on offense. With that unit, where do you see the strengths right now?
It's on the offensive side. You know, we have a returning quarterback, Mike Husney, who really solidified himself as a starter last year. James Farrah, who solidified himself as a starting running back. John Maldonado, who was everything for us as a wide receiver. C.J. Barrett at the tight end position, and a really experienced offensive line. So, you know, we have a lot of experienced players back on the offensive side. So we should be pretty dynamic. We should be able to change gears and play a couple of different ways offensively. And it's going to have to carry us a little bit with some inexperience on the defensive side.
To that point, inexperience taken into consideration, but what do you like on the defense right now?
Yeah, I think we're really athletic. I think we're really athletic in the secondary. I think we're going to be athletic up front in the defensive line. We're just going to be young on the defensive line again. That seems to be a prime position when you're looking at small college football teams. It's really hard to find defensive linemen. We have some good experience, a lot of linebackers back, so that's going to be the spot. You know, we need the defensive line to grow up kind of early for us, you know, to be able to compete right away.
Anything surprise you in camp to this point? A group that maybe is further ahead than you thought, or a player that really maybe you didn't think was going to be in the mix for something has really opened your eyes?
Yeah, just the competitiveness. I think a lot of the players returning were very disappointed about last year's results wins and losses. And the competitiveness has been really good in training camp. And again, we're going against each other every day. So you got to be careful about that when you start to compete so that you're not hurting each other. But just the competitiveness in everything they do, every team period, every period in practice, that's been a pleasant surprise and a little edginess of this team. We haven't had that for a few years. So it's a group we got to hold back and keep under check and not let them get after each other too much. But that's a good problem to have, I think.
And kind of looking to bounce back from last year, is it a balancing act from a coach? You don't want to, you know, go into the past too much, but also like, hey, this isn't us, and we've got something to prove.
Yeah, there's no question. I think that the players already realize that already. I mean, they've talked about that from last winter and last spring in the weight room and then on the practice field. So they already know that, you know, the expectations at Rowan are really high in our football program. The results didn't match what we wanted. I think we all knew we were going to be pretty young, even if you ask the players. But I think that they're really determined, and you can see it in the senior group with their leadership and what they're doing in all the team periods and in practice. So you see a sense of determination that, you know, I hadn't seen in a couple of years, and I think that suits well for us.
In the context of everything we've talked about, what was your biggest question coming into the preseason, and have you gotten the answer you wanted?
I think, you know, what kind of shape we're in coming back with a really young team off from COVID. And I think they did a really good job in the summer. I think they came into camp in really good shape. And just the mental fortitude to compete every day, you know, at a high level and be physical, that's really surprised me. And I've been pleasantly surprised. I think the coaches are too. And then I think, you know, and again, looking back at last year at this time, you know, we weren't really ready to go into games and compete at a high level. We are right now early in camp, which I think speaks volumes of what the players and coaches have done both in the offseason after last year and then even in the offseason this summer.
And you'll open with Widener and, you know, great local rivalry, great way to start a season.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it looks like it might be the last year. But, again, it's always a great game. It's a local game right across the bridge, so it's really close. It'll generate a lot of local interest. You know, they do a great job of recruiting in South Jersey, so there's a lot of players we're familiar with. So, it, again, should be a great college football game to open up the weekend, and should probably give us both barometers about where we are. You know, they went off to have a really good year in conference, you know, and in their season we didn't, which was a little disappointing. But again, I think it's a great barometer for both of us to figure out kind of where we're at this early stage of this season.
And to that point, with the barometer, how long you've been around the block, how long does it usually take you till you have a pretty good feel of what you have? I mean, you know, on paper, you recruited the kids and all, but until you kind of see it playing out on the practice field and maybe some games, is it different every year? Or do you usually have a point where you kind of can take stock and say, okay, this is what our ceiling is?
I think it's the first couple games, and we've been fortunate that we have some out-of-conference games, so it doesn't affect us in conference play, which is the most important thing, right? Because if you win the conference, you get the automatic bid in the NCAA playoffs. So, again, our out-of-conference games are going to be really difficult. We have Widener again. We have Springfield College, who had a really good season last year, and then Salve Regina, who had a really good year last year, too. So I think those first couple games tell you what you're about. The first, usually overnight, is the one. Last year it was Salve Regina. This year at Springfield, which is the second game. So, again, I think we're going to find out, or we'll get a pretty good feel, and I'll get a pretty good feel about this team after those first couple of games, because you can simulate and practice. You can do all the different strategies. You can be in the film sessions. You can do walkthroughs. You can do all those things, but you never really know until you actually play the game. So we'll be tested again. We always play a tough out-of-conference schedule. So, again, Widener's going to give us that test, and then Springfield will give us that test, and then Salve Regina will give us that test as we head into conference play. So it's going to play out, but we usually find out kind of what we're about early in the season with those games.
That will do it for this college football preview. Many thanks to Jay Accorsi for the hospitality and having me on campus. Rowan's season opener against Widener, that is set for Saturday, September 3rd, and it's in Chester. It will be a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can follow the show on Twitter at @OneOnOnePod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at @MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.